Rapids and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Senate Republicans are racing to meet President Trump's July 4th deadline to pass his spending and tax bill. Majority Leader John Thune says it's time to get it done.
This, Mr. President, will make this country safer, stronger, and more prosperous.
Democrat Mark Kelly.
This is bad policy. This is going to kick 17 million people off of their health care to give a big, giant tax cut to the wealthiest Americans.
Elon Musk criticized it again today, calling it insane spending. The sex trafficking case against Sean Diddy Combs went to the jury today. Katrina Kaufman is covering.
These are complex charges, racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. Ultimately, racketeering conspiracy carries up to life in prison.
The deliberations were paused today when one juror asked for clarification of the judge's instructions. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. New data released by the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development found that most areas across the state saw an increase in unemployment rates in May. According to a press release, 11 of the state's 13 metropolitan areas saw increasing unemployment rates. Eau Claire and Racine were the only two metropolitan areas to see a decrease in May, but have seen an overall increase over the course of the year. Over the last 12 months, 70 Wisconsin counties have seen an increase in unemployment rates, with just two counties seeing a drop. A legendary Wisconsin Dells attraction is turning 80 years old. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
Wisconsin State Journal reports the Dells Army Ducks started in 1946 when Milwaukee native Melvin Flath bought two of the amphibious assault vehicles and brought them to the Dells. Since then, the Flath family has bought more than 150 of the vintage vehicles. The Ducks tour the Lower Dells and the Wisconsin River, letting visitors see the canyons carved by the river. A special celebration is set for the 4th of July, including a cookout and fireworks.
A pair of bills aimed at increasing the amount of nuclear energy production in Wisconsin have passed in the state legislature. One of the bills directs the state to conduct a nuclear siting study in an effort to identify potential locations for nuclear power generation. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission has estimated the study would require at least $1 million of funding to complete. The other bill would establish a temporary board to plan and hold a nuclear power summit in Madison. Both bills now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A new deal for Bobby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a three-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asks why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me. And it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had three hits through the ninth inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had four hits and two homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower storm this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the low 60s tonight. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Another slight storm chance Wednesday and Thursday. A little more humidity as well. Highs into the mid-80s. Right now it's 80.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the interview system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators get a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Well, hello and welcome back in to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and well, the tarp is on the field. It got on the field in time before the rain started, but rain did come down and it has made the field quite wet, so we've got to wait at least a little bit of time. No official word on the return of the game, so I'm going to go ahead and just keep updating you on the way that things have gone, and well, since that point, not really much of an
update. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll continue to monitor the budget process both in D.C. and Madison. And what's worse for the holidays, ketchup or mustard? Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Okay, we welcome you back into Rafters Baseball here, and sorry about that. But as I was saying, the Rafters and the Mallards are tied at 7 before the top of the sixth inning. So we are in between the fifth and sixth innings. It's tied at 7. Tarp is currently on the field, and as we know of right now, there is no update on the return of the game. But while we're talking things over, I am going to go ahead and pull up the forecast for us to see, you know, what it's kind of looking like. And from what I've heard, it hasn't been looking like it's going to clear up for a little bit of time. Now, the Rafters and Mallards had this game previously postponed from yesterday, so we have a doubleheader today. Second game is supposed to start 30 minutes after the conclusion of the first. However, with the way that things are going right now, we have to wait and see about the return of game number one before we even talk about game number two. Right now, a storm cell working on passing over Wisconsin Rapids, and it was quite a heavy storm cell earlier, and the Rapids got hit right at the beginning, and it started dying down. We're still supposed to have this storm cell slowly crossing over us until about 8 o'clock. Looking at the forecast, that's what it's saying. So we're going to wait and see, because right now it's pretty light rain at the moment. But we have to wait to see about the return of the game. And as I say that, the rain starts coming down a little bit harder here, as is expected. And so kind of waiting to hear on official word of the game. But what we do know is that the Rafters and the Mallards game is currently delayed. But we are hearing that the tentative resumption time is 6:45. So right now it's scheduled that we'll return to air to the game at 6:45 p.m. However, as I was saying, forecast isn't supposed to clear up for a little bit of time, and the rain coming down a little bit harder right now, and the announcement was, weather permitting, at 6:45, we are supposed to return to play. So, that's the update at the moment, which means that we've got at least another half an hour before we are back and ready to play. So, at this moment of time, we are going to go ahead and hit a quick break. 30 minutes on the break, unless, of course, there is further update on this. The first game of the two in the doubleheader is currently in a delay until 6:45 p.m. So we're going to return to normal programming here on WFHR. We'll come back with an update at 6:35 p.m. So at 6:35 Central, I'll be back on the air talking about what the current status of the game and the field is, hoping for a return to play at 6:45. But we'll be back at 6:35 to talk about the update and make sure that you are ready to go in case there are any more. So we're going to go ahead and return to normal programming, but we'll be back in just about 26 minutes here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
My old pal Kurt Newman from the Bodines will be here. Kurt is the founder and frontman of the Bodines, and we have worked together. It's been many years, but Kurt wrote a score for my film, The Godfather of Green Bay. And just, if you haven't seen the film, folks, and I've been talking about The Godfather of Green Bay, Conrad, tell me if we talk about it too much, because a lot of my friends had something to do with the film, so it comes up here periodically, but I don't want to overdo it. Does that make sense?
Well, it's like your baby, you know? It's your first film, you
know? It's one of them.
And so I feel like you don't talk about it enough.
It's my dysfunctional child. But Kurt, rent the film, folks, or see it free on Tubi just to watch Kurt's, or listen to Kurt's work, I should say. He wrote just a great score, and at the time he had told me he had never written a film score before. So I was blown away by what he did, and he gave us several Bodine songs to use. So the film is peppered with Bodine's music, too. It's great, and it'll be great to talk to Kurt at 7:35. They got some great summer shows coming up here throughout Wisconsin, including one in a couple days at the Atwood Music Hall. The brand spanking new Atwood Music Hall, which, as I understand it, is absolutely state-of-the-art and gorgeous. So we'll talk to Kurt at 7:35. It's good to see Todd Alba.
Yeah.
Todd should just move to Green Bay, I think. He's been here a lot lately.
Yeah, yeah. He says it was his grandma's birthday, I believe.
I think his mom's.
Mom's birthday. Okay, so.
So he came up here to serve cake, literally.
Well, maybe just move into the basement there.
Well, or move in here. We got two showers that never get used. I rarely need to towel off after a show.
There's no curtain, so like, it's kind of weird. Have you ever showered without a curtain?
You know, I probably have at some point in my life.
It just feels weird.
It does.
Like,
and you have to just kind of stand in the corner and prevent any residual water damage.
Like the first week I was at my new place, I didn't get a new curtain yet, and it was just it felt weird,
it's strange. It's like having no clothes on, you know, or something. You kind of feel naked.
I pointed the head like towards the wall, like, you know, in the shower.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want any of the water getting out.
Exactly. And I, you know, it's funny. I remember when the night we moved to LA from our apartment in Chicago, my wife said, you know, I just want to take a shower. I said, well, go ahead. But we had no shower curtain.
Yeah.
And we had no hot water.
Oh.
So she had to take a cold shower with no shower curtain. But I made sure to stand there and watch her just to make sure everything was okay. I think I can say,
how noble of you.
I think I can say that about my own wife. All right. I don't know how we got off on that, but we have a great question tonight, folks, too. And let's get to that, Conrad, so people can start playing the game if they want. It is time for the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay. Question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, this is going to be fun, folks. Who is your favorite athlete to wear a Wisconsin college or pro uniform? This, we are opening this up. Who is your favorite athlete to wear a Wisconsin college or pro uniform? You can pick an athlete who went to UW, St. Norbert, Whitewater, Bucks, Brewers, minor league hockey, the Admirals, Packers, you know, just, you have a blank canvas here. And I'm so excited to share mine.
Go ahead.
It's Hank Aaron.
Okay.
And people forget that because he didn't play his whole career here, but he might be the greatest, in my opinion, and there are people that know more about baseball than me, but I was obsessed with baseball when I was younger. And Hank Aaron, his numbers, it's hard not to, he's at least in the conversation of the top three players of all time, in my opinion. Maybe the best. But I would say Hank Aaron. And we spent, when I was a kid, my mom's family lived in Milwaukee and my dad's was from Chicago. So we would drive up when it was still County Stadium. We would tailgate because my Uncle Pat Murphy, no relation. My mom's a Murphy. I'm half Murphy. We would drive up and tailgate in the Milwaukee Brewers parking lot. And part of those times were when Hank Aaron was on the Brewers. And it was pretty cool. I had an autographed picture of him from my Aunt Rosie. And I have no idea what happened to it. I was like 12. Didn't care as much as I should have. And now I'm like, why don't you still have that? That would look really cool on the office wall. So I would have to say Hank Aaron, possibly not a runner up, but top five, Frank Kaminsky, maybe?
That's mine.
That's your first. Nice.
Frank Kaminsky brought me.
Well, hello and welcome back in. For those of us who are tuned in to Rafters Baseball, appreciate you tuning in for the night. And I had said that I would return on the air at 6:35 p.m., which is still 20 minutes away. However, we did just receive a new update. Unfortunately, there is a new cell that is supposed to be arriving in Wisconsin Rapids at around 7 o'clock. So that means that we will be delayed until after that cell passes. So it will be at least until 7 o'clock, and that's after the cell passes, which means it could be all the way up until 7:30 by the time that we're able to resume to play, and that's before the tarp is taking off. So tarp won't be taken off until 7 o'clock at the very earliest. Expectation from me? Well, this is not official word, so don't take it as such, but based on the way that the cell is looking right now, if we don't get anything here in Wisconsin Rapids, then we're going to have to wait at least 15 minutes until that cell passes by us at 7 o'clock, and minimum looking for 7:15 when the tarp comes off, and from that point you're looking at, you know, 15 to maybe even 30 minutes past that point by the time that the Rafters are able to return to play. So 45 minutes past that, you know, 7:15, and we're looking at, well, an 8 o'clock resumption time, 7:45 if we're lucky, based on the way that things are going. And so it's going to be a while until we're back here. But we are still scheduled to play game number one and game number two. We're going to have to wait to hear about what's going to happen with game number two. But it is still a doubleheader. We're late in game number one, and we are in the sixth inning. It's a seven-inning game, so not sure exactly what's going to happen here. However, all that I do know for a fact is that the Rafters are on hold until, at a minimum, 7 o'clock p.m. So, just from my perspective, hoping that we'll be back on the air at 7:30, but still going to have to wait on official word. As soon as we get official word, I'll bring that to you. I'll also be back on the air at 6:35 anyways to give an update, as previously mentioned. But that is going to send us to a quick break here. And when we return, hopefully we'll have some more information for you about a potential return to play. But 6:35, next time I'll be on the air, and unless I have another update before that, we're going to head back to regular programming. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I would probably say John Kuhn.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I was fullback, I was a fullback, and I looked up to him too. And I just think he had a really cool chant when he got the ball out every time.
Kuhn?
But like in unison, you know?
Yeah.
It was so cool.
But when he heard booze, they were saying Kuhn.
Yeah.
What happened when you heard booze? Were they saying Krieger? I hope you didn't hear booze. I don't think you heard booze. All right.
Get this
those
kid
are great.
Off. He stinks.
Those are great. So mine, Hank Aaron, Frank Kaminsky, and then an assortment of Wisconsin running backs. Conrad says Frank Kaminsky, Prince Fielder, and John Kuhn. All right. That's a great starting point. Let us know what your who your favorites are, folks, to ever wear a Wisconsin pro or college uniform. Those are the parameters. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We will read your text on the radio. Hope you play along. It's always more fun when you guys get involved in the show. I saw Formula One. You know what? I'm going to save that for after the break. I have a pet peeve. I have a new pet peeve.
Oh no.
I didn't know I had this many pet peeves until I was on the radio. But it was my anniversary this past weekend. My wife and I went out to dinner. I go to the restroom. No towels. They only have the blow dryer for the mm-hmm. hands. And then one of those doors, you can't just like use an elbow. You have to lock it and use the handle. And there's no way around that. Unless you want to go grab disgusting toilet paper. And I'm in a restaurant. What do you do? You gotta remedy that. If you own a restaurant, you have to give people the opportunity not to touch the door handle after they wash their hands.
You know what? The best thing I've seen with those types of bathrooms is people who have a foot. They can put your foot on the door and then move it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best.
I think you should go back in there and tell them what to add.
Well, you know what? I went to another place. I went to a place, an Italian place I love. And I can't believe I did this, but I suggested they had Bar Rescue on. Like, they have served good food.
Bar Rescue sucks, by the way.
And I got to listen to this big mouth on the TV. It's like, it's so annoying. And I said, have you guys ever thought about playing some Italian music or some light jazz? And the kid said, yeah. He goes, you're the second person to say that today. And I go, it's because of that. It's that TV. You know, if there's like a big sports game, a game on or something, I get it. But come on, put some jazz on. And then the owner comes over. And the kid says, hey, he thinks we should play music. I'm like, don't do that. I don't want to be that guy. All right, we're coming back, folks. I'm going to tell you about F1, the movie, and we'll read your texts. And we're just going to talk about stuff. We got a lot to talk to, a lot to talk about. I can't talk. I didn't talk at all today. I'm warming up for the first hour. All right, it's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Balls under boob and butt. Boob and butt. Balls under boob and butt.
Catchy.
All day odor protection for under $10.
That sounds like big, big savings. However, this is Peach Waba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. That was a commercial Conrad found. And what are they saying? Balls
under boob and butt.
Balls under boob and butt. And they're saying that's where you should put deodorant on.
They're all day spray.
I agree heartily with two of those. What I don't understand, the deodorant thing has gotten out of hand. Now they have deodorant for every body part. At some point, we just have to admit we stink. And maybe get the basics. Go with 1 or 2 body parts. Obviously, the underarms. But maybe not. Like, if you're not going to be running around all day. I don't know. It's just getting out of control. It's like, it's okay to smell a little bit at the end of the day. You don't need that kind of protection.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I shower so I don't smell.
That's the time you should do it, is because when you shower at night, your body is clean and toxin-free for like 8 to 10 hours, however long you sleep. You shower in the morning, you start sweating immediately.
Yeah, and you're not making your bed dirty either.
Correct.
Which, it's good.
That is good, except here's what my wife does. Like, I go to bed last night, I got the air on. She gets up at 7, 6:30, whatever, turns it off. And by 8 o'clock, I wake up sweating. I'm like, how did this happen? What is going on here? It's just rude. Antisocial behavior.
I have a massive fan just pointed at my face. So
that's not the least bit annoying. So head, shoulders. No, it's balls under boob and butt.
Yep.
I think but we can say all those
also
words.
Thighs.
Okay.
And feet.
Thighs and feet. Feet is the big one. I would say outside of armpits, it's got to be feet. Unless you're going to be intimate with someone, then I get why you'd want to
see,
you know, this go below the equator.
This is a good thing that it's a spray.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like you should use a stick for all of those parts.
Right. You could get carried away too. The spray, it's like hands off. If you start touching yourself with one of those sticks, you don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. I mean, would you want to use, you know, what you use for your pits?
Right.
On your feet?
No, I mean, the stuff, if you use deodorant on your feet, isn't that a different thing? Like, it's not the same stuff you're putting on your armpit. And if you spray, is that, like, bad for the environment? I don't know. Is it like Right Guard when people used to, because they kind of frowned on using those.
So I told you I found this commercial today, and I said it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Worst thing I've ever seen? It's not worse than the Russell Wilson commercial.
Okay, I forgot about that one. That one's pretty bad.
At least they're providing a service here. You know, they're trying to help you. But I don't know that we need that much deodorant.
I was just trying to watch something on YouTube and that ad came on and I replayed it like four times.
Are you sure someone didn't send that to you?
It was just an ad that popped up. I was like, what? Right,
fair enough. This is So I saw F1 over the weekend. Now it's down. It was in the 90th percentile on Rotten Tomatoes. Now it's like low 80s. I see people on social media loving this movie. I don't know if they're planted there by the studio or not. It's not a great movie. It's entertaining because the racing stuff is really cool. I'll tell you the best thing about the movie to me is when the Formula One cars would pull over and the pit crew, how fast they work blows my mind. And honestly, that was the best part of the movie for me. The racing scenes are cool. The music is good, but the movie is 2 hours and 36 minutes. And I bet there's a 20-page script. Characters are just like, who cares? I get it. Brad Pitt's older. It's like Tin Cup meets Bull Durham meets Days of Thunder. We've seen this story a gazillion times. And Brad Pitt was doing like this weird thing where he's like, I got to get out there on that track. Like kind of this raspy, it just did not seem realistic to me. The movie is wall-to-wall music. And the scenes are great. The racing scenes are cool. The music's good, but I don't need 2.5 hours of music. And it could have been an hour and a half long. And having said that, I didn't dislike it. I was entertained, but it was a video. It was not a movie. And like Nathan Demming, who will be here shortly, said he felt that way about Oppenheimer. It was like watching a 2-hour trailer. And that's kind of what this was like. It's like, give me some story.
So would you recommend waiting for it to
streaming? I would wait. I mean, unless you want, if you go with a group and you want a popcorn movie, maybe. It's not like it's bad. It just did not grab me in any way. I like Brad Pitt. We just did that Brad Pitt question Friday. Is he a good actor or not? He's not good in this. He's okay. He's just not that good. And it's too bad because I felt like they could have really done something. It'd be interesting to get Emerson Lehman's opinion on the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I wonder if he's seen it yet. We'll have to reach out. Send him a text.
Our question of the night, folks, is who is your favorite athlete who has ever worn a college or pro uniform in Wisconsin? Could be the Badgers. I said St. Norbert's. Carroll College. I don't care. They've worn a college or pro uniform in Wisconsin. Who's your favorite athlete? Obviously, Packers, Brewers, Bucks, Milwaukee Admirals, Green Bay Blizzard even. Any one of these people are qualified. I said Hank Aaron is my favorite. Conrad said Prince Fielder, correct?
Frank Kaminsky, Prince Fielder.
I'm sorry. And Frank Kaminsky is on my list as well. So going to the stream, Dave says, Irv Kunish, 1960 Rose Bowl. Dave has been listening faithfully for a year. Thank you for that, Dave. Roughly. And I know who his dad is because he coached football at the Marinette Public High School. I did not know he played in the 1960 Rose Bowl. That is pretty cool. And a nice little homage to your dad. Thank you, Dave. And then he says, Ricky Blyer. I assume he means Rocky Blyer. We all do it, Dave. There he goes. He corrected himself. Conrad's mom says Reggie White and Donald Driver.
Two great Packers.
Yeah. Not going to get much argument there. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk film incentives here in Wisconsin. Will they happen or won't they? We'll hear from the experts, two guys actively involved in trying to bring incentives to Wisconsin, Nathan Deming and Jeff Kurz. That's all coming up next after the news. Maybe we'll even read some more texts. We'll see what happens. One of those kind of nights. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes...
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices fell 7.3 cents over the last week, landing at $2.96 in the state today. This is 1.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 30 cents lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy's Independence Day gas price forecast projects the national average price to fall to $3.15 on July 4th. This would be down nearly 35 cents from last year's national average and the lowest Independence Day average since 2021. Gas Buddy officials say if tensions in the Middle East remain contained and the U.S. avoids a major hurricane, the national average could fall below $3 at some point this summer. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.81 to $2.87 per gallon. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced another year of decreased tobacco and vape sales to underage customers. Lisa Hale has more.
According to a DHS report, the rate of tobacco and vape sales to underage customers dropped nearly 2% from 2023 to 2024. Agency officials say the jump in underage tobacco and vape sales aligned with raising the federal legal tobacco sales age from 18 to 21 in 2019. Prior to that change, the underage sales rate was about 5.5% and jumped to over 14% in 2021.
A note of caution as we approach the Independence Day celebrations. Fireworks are a hallmark of the day, but every year thousands of children end up in the emergency room with fireworks-related injuries in the U.S. According to Aspirus Hospital doctors, the most important safety strategies include making sure that children are supervised by a designated adult at all times, keep spectators at a safe distance, and never use fireworks while impaired by alcohol or drugs. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How do actors cope with being part of a really dark horror film? Violet McGraw and Allison Williams, stars of Megan 2.0, made themselves happy when the cameras weren't rolling by singing Taylor Swift songs. The 37-year-old Williams and 14-year-old McGraw are both Swifties. McGraw, who plays Williams' niece in the film, says the two bonded due to the dark material, and the way they ended up coping with it was by pretending to be Taylor. Megan 2.0 is rating fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and is currently in theaters. If mystery and horror isn't your thing, how about mystery and comedy? Peacock's remake of the 1989 Tom Hanks film The Burbs is gaining steam. The reboot is not a movie, but rather a series, and the cast is headlined by Kiki Palmer, whose credits include Nope and the recent surprise hit One of Them Days. Palmer is also executive producing. If you're feeling nostalgic for the movie, you might dig the show, as it is filmed on the same street on the Universal backlot as the movie. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower storm this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the low 60s tonight. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Another slight storm chance Wednesday and Thursday. A little more humidity as well, highs into the mid 80s. Right now it's 80.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson,
Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Hans Breitenmoser on whether the corn will be knee-high by the 4th of July, plus Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
I actually like that better. I like when a song stops right in the middle and then comes back on. Because you're worried it's not coming back, and then it does, then you're happy. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Monday night, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Tom from New Berlin. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite college or pro athlete, or college or pro athlete that's worn a Wisconsin uniform? Pro, college, St. Norbert's, Middleton College? Somebody said Dave Craig. We'll read that text. That was a good poll. Dave on the stream says, wow, nice tangent. I assume he is talking about that perverted commercial you found, Conrad.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good talk.
It was a good talk. Tom from New Berlin says, no curtain or partition, walls boot camp style. I don't know what that is. What were we talking about 23 minutes
ago? That was when we don't have a shower curtain.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant the urinals at Wrigley Field. But either way, that works. Jack from Merrimack says, funny thing, my first thought was Hank Aaron too. Thank you, Jack. Great choice. Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids, our pal Pamela says, Robin Yount was my favorite. Hard to go wrong with Robin Yount, too. Pro athlete at 19 years old. Keep those texts coming, folks. We'll read them throughout the course of the show. And right now, this is exciting. Hour two, Kurt Newman, the founder of the band, legendary Wisconsin band, the Bodines. He is the front man, lead singer, guitarist. He will be here at 7:35 to talk about a show they have coming up in Madison in just 2 days at the beautiful new Atwood Music Hall. We'll talk to Kurt at 7:35 p.m. Right now, my pal Nathan Deming. Have I done a show that you haven't been on? I'm just curious.
I wasn't here last week.
That's true. You were. Yeah. Nathan Deming is back in town. It's great to have him in the
studio.
Where's Jeff? Filmmaker Nathan Deming. And he joins us here in the studio. Do we have Jeff? There he is.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff. And Jeffrey Kurz joins us from Milwaukee. Also, a fine Wisconsin filmmaker.
At a disadvantage because I'm not in person.
Yeah, we are really bonding here.
I'm co-hosting tonight.
Jeff is on the periphery, but we'll make you feel welcome, Jeff. It's good to have you, buddy.
It's nice to see you both.
Yeah, likewise. So,
and Conrad, too.
Conrad, can they see you?
No, they can't.
Let's remedy that. There we go. Now we're all together again. It's like the Brady Bunch with what's happening there.
Isn't Conrad Kiwaskum's favorite son?
That is true.
Self-proclaimed. He's top five. Let's not get crazy here. I mean, there's some people. There's some big hitters come out of Kiwaskum. Hey, it's great to have you guys here. And this is a conversation I've been looking forward to having with both of you. I love talking film in Wisconsin. I love talking to filmmakers who make their home here. And what better way to bring us all together on this Monday night than to talk about this really cool process that's going on with Action Wisconsin and you guys working hard to bring film incentives here to Wisconsin. Let's start and jump in right there. Where are things at right now, Jeff, since you're at a disadvantage, since you're on the stream? Let's start with you.
Okay. So just in case your audience doesn't know, so Wisconsin is one of 13 states that does not offer production incentives. And it is one of only three states that does not have a designated film office. And the importance of production incentives, that it's the number one factor that production companies consider when they're choosing a location to film in, right? So oftentimes, if a production company wants to come to Wisconsin to film, their first question is, what are your tax incentives? And when we say, oh, we don't have those, the line goes dead, right?
Yeah.
So we've been, Nathan and I and a bunch of other people have been working diligently to bring production incentives back. And so bills have been written, one in the Assembly and one in the Senate. They have strong bipartisan support because really this is not, it's about filmmaking, right? But it's also about creating and retaining jobs. It is about boosting local economies, and it is about promoting tourism in the state. So we have 42 legislators who are co-sponsoring these bills. As wow. I said, it's a big bipartisan group. And Nathan and I have been testifying twice in Madison in front of subcommittees in both the Assembly and the Senate. And both of those subcommittees that we testified in front of, the bills were passed unanimously.
That is great news. You know, it's funny you say this because I'm sitting here. I love that there's bipartisan support at a time when our country is incredibly polarized. And every night I come on the air and I say I'm talking about things that bring us together, movies, TV, comedy, music, like sports. So it's great that this is a bipartisan bill. And I want to say it was the brainchild of a Republican state senator or two of them. Why did this bill? I mean, we all love movies, but typically, oftentimes, the right, Hollywood is like kind of a target of the right. Why are they in favor of the incentives? And why are Democrats? What brought them together on this?
Because they realize that this is, once again, an economic issue. It's an economic growth issue. And it represents an economic, it's a model and a revenue stream that the state does not have right now. So the two authors of the bills, there's Senator Julian Bradley from New Berlin, and before he was a rock star legislator, he was a professional wrestler. So he understands not only the economics of entertainment, but also just how to kind of build strong support among his colleagues for this issue. And then on the Assembly, there was David Armstrong from Rice Lake. And Representative Armstrong is the executive director of the Barron County Economic Development Corporation. So this is somebody who really understands what his constituents want and what would make this state grow economically. And, because that's kind of what he does. So they both realized that this was a great economic building block for the state.
Nathan, on the website, it says there's a 30% tax credit that will be issued. Is that in the form of a rebate? What does that mean exactly? Or is it something you can write off? How does that work?
I feel like I got a Jeff question with that one.
Oh, sorry. but listen, I assume you guys are interchangeable.
Nathan, and I'll
please defer,
you,
though.
You,
yeah,
you know.
Of course.
I believe we're proposing a transferable tax credit, which can be, once it's given to you, can be resold to a corporation of your choice at a later date. I'll personally probably go to Kohl's or Target or something like that.
So wait a minute. Kohl's cash counts as film incentives. Am I understanding that correctly?
Did I explain that a little bit right, Jeff?
I don't know about the Kohl's cash, but more like the 11%
back.
Rebate at Menards. But
okay.
Yeah.
Either one works. That's great. And you guys, please defer to each other, or I'm just trying to keep... I feel bad because you're here in person and Jeff's not, but he got two questions. I'm just trying to even the score. And one
well,
play
specifically,
favorites.
If we're getting
well,
into
maybe, I mean, Nathan, talk about your work and why you feel like this is so important. And here's the thing is that Nathan is working out of people think that this is what we've discovered with Action Wisconsin is that we built a coalition statewide. This is not a regional issue, right. It is a statewide issue. And we have met people all over the state who want these production incentives. In fact, because of the way this bill is structured, it's a very Wisconsin-centric program. It will encourage Wisconsin investors to invest in Wisconsin filmmaking and also infrastructure like sound stages. And we're already aware of two different individuals who are pushing for production facilities in both Superior in the northern part of the state. I'm going to use my finger to push up in Superior and then in Kenosha in the southern part of the state. And that's just two. I also am personally aware of 10 movies that are kind of in holding patterns waiting to find out if these bills pass because they want to shoot in Wisconsin. I don't want to interview Nathan, but I'm very, very curious to hear about kind of his experience in Eau Claire.
My guests are Jeff Kurz and Nathan Deming, two Wisconsin filmmakers who are actively working to bring film incentives to Wisconsin. Let's do that. I want to get to separate projects that you guys are working with, but I know you're doing, we'll get an update on your project too with doing 1 month for the year. I think that's so cool. How long would it take? Let's say, you know, you guys have made it over two hurdles. Let's say this goes through. How long will it take to bring those 10 projects, so to speak, Jeff here and Nathan, or how long will it take to set up a film office where it's running cohesively and we're actually attracting projects?
Well, if it's passed this year, it'll go into effect in January 2026, right, Jeff?
Correct.
Okay. So any production that's planning ahead now could conceivably start planning for getting those incentives once they start. Like, they could start planning production and pre-production for any time after January 2026 and receive those incentives. And I mean, we both have heard of projects that are like, we're not just saying this. There's a lot of people who are interested in shooting in Wisconsin. When we testified before the House Ways and Means Committee, the one thing that everybody had a story about was the kind of the phone call that Jeff described at the beginning, which is somebody was like, hey, I want to film in Wisconsin. I want to film in Rhinelander. I want to film somewhere. Tell me about it. And then they find out there's no tax incentives. There's no film office. And then the phone goes dead. So like there's people who want to film here. And like, if we just get like a lot of things can start to run once we get these incentives in place.
How long before, like, let's say things get up and running or it takes a while. Are you worried that, because some states have pulled back their incentives. I know Michigan did it a few years ago. Are you worried that that could happen here? Have you taken the temperature of the general population?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that through Action Wisconsin, we really have gotten out a large effort for people to contact their legislators. I'm not so concerned about, what I always say about these production incentive programs from state to state is they're like eggs, and everybody likes their eggs cooked a different way. So the way we're cooking our eggs here is it's a very Wisconsin-centric program, only money paid to Wisconsin residents and only money spent with Wisconsin businesses will count for these tax credits that Nathan was talking about. So there are certain states that have kind of a door wide open policy of, you know, come in here and we will cover all of your expenses. That's not the way this program is designed. And it's designed so that it makes the most sense economically for the state.
That's a great answer. And just a follow up, like,
well, hello and welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Well, I was supposed to be back on the air about 12 minutes ago. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, but it was for good reason. Of course, that means that the tarp came off of the field. We are anticipating a return to action in just about 10 minutes. The presumed resumption time is at 7 o'clock p.m. Central. So we will be getting back into game number one. Where we left off, it was a 7-7 game at the end of the fifth inning. So we will start off in the top of the sixth, a new set of batters for the Mallards as they had come back and tied it up. The Rafters previously having led the game, a 3-run fifth inning from the Mallards, tied it back up at 7. And so where we sit, it is currently a 7-7 ball game. So we are anticipating a return in just about 10 or so minutes. So back on the air here, we're going to go ahead and hit a quick ad break. And when we return, it'll be Rafters Baseball on the air here for you on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep,
Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting
mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back to Raptors baseball. We are getting ready to return to play after, well, originally it was anticipated. And what I had said earlier, that the game was not supposed to return until a little after 7:30. However, we have made the decision to continue playing despite the potential for an oncoming storm. So it looks like it should be missing us now. Hopefully that is the case, which would mean we can finish playing this game and get on to game number two as well. Here at 6:54 p.m., we are into the top of the sixth inning. Rafters and Mallards tied at 7. The Rafters earlier led this game 7-3, but a run in the fourth inning for the Mallards and 3 runs in the fifth inning tied it up 7-7. And so thankfully we are able to get back to play this game. And it's looking good right now for a potential to finish off both of these games. And so anticipated return is 7 o'clock p.m. sharp, so just about 5 minutes until then. And on the mound for the Rafters right now, it's Anthony Mateo. He looks like he's going to be coming in for Jafet Martinez, as Martinez struggled in his inning of action. He ended up going 1 inning for the Rafters, and he had allowed 3 hits, 3 runs. All 3 were earned on no walks, no strikeouts, no hit batters, no balks, no wild pitches, and a total of 6 batters faced throughout the game for Martinez. So when we come back, it should be Anthony Mateo back out there. And, well, Mateo will be taking over after his last time out. It was a very good 4-inning appearance for him. He came out of the bullpen and ended up going 4 2/3 back at Royal Oak in the second of the 2 games. And in that game, he allowed just the 1 run on 2 hits and 1 walk while striking out 3 batters. Really strong inning there. And that was coming off of a 3-up, 3-down relief appearance. So this will be his 3rd straight appearance out of the bullpen for the Rafters. And looking to finish it strong, we'll see if he can. This is going to be exciting to see how he's able to fight through this rain delay. Earlier, he was on the other side of a rain-delayed game, and that was back at the Rockford Rivets on game number 1 when it had hit Mateo's appearance. And Mateo went 1 inning. He didn't allow a run. He went 3-up, 3-down on just 6 pitches, but then the rain in between innings stopped it. And it was over an hour at that point, and Mateo unable to return to the game after so much downtime. And he had gotten cold, and so they said, all right, we're going to move to a new pitcher. Well, this time, he's the pitcher coming in after the rain delay. So looking for a little bit of revenge here. And with that, the first pitch is scheduled for about 3 minutes from now. So in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and hit a quick break here. We'll be back in about 2 minutes as the Rafters intend to start the game once again against the Mallards. Tie game in the sixth inning of a 7-inning doubleheader. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Mikusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade. Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFH.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR. Thanks for tuning in as, well, we get back to work here with a delayed game, but one that will be played nonetheless, and glad to be back on the air here after Martinez has been relieved from his duties by Anthony Mateo, and he'll be taking on the 2-3-4 batters in the Madison Mallards lineup here in the top of the sixth. The leadoff man of the inning, Liam Moreno, up for the fourth time today. He is 0-for-3 in the game. He had an RBI back in the fourth inning, but it was a ground out as the first pitch is in there for strike number one right at 7 o'clock. And so the delay ends up taking a little bit longer than had been hoped for. It was about 5:40 when the delay struck, and that pitch is in there again, called for a strike. 0-2 to Moreno, and so an hour and 20-minute delay is